Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Reconcile means to change. It includes this idea of restoring to fellowship somebody that has been at odds with each other, somebody that has been fighting or disowned each other, that actually have become enemies. Can enemies become friends again?
Yes.
They can. It's happened in the natural many times. But now he's talking about between humans and God. God has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us. I told you. Didn't you say to preachers? Us. The ministry of reconciliation. Now, you know, if you've been given something, you probably ought to find out what it is. If you've been given a job, you should find out what that job is to even know if you're doing it or not, or do you care? Come on, I want you to quote the Bible, say it out loud. I am a new creation. I've been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. And I've been given the ministry of reconciliation. See, you don't get to stop and go, I've been born again, I'm reconciled, that's it. That's not my problem. What happens with everybody else? No, this is so important, and you should want to.
Yes.
That you have been reconciled to God. Now you're right with God. You're having good fellowship with God. You shouldn't be content that millions don't.
Right.
Now you don't live under condemnation, you know, that it's your fault that people are not saved, because that's not true either. That's taking too much on your little shoulders.
Right.
No. And you shouldn't feel in fear all the time. If I don't share the gospel, if I don't do this with somebody, you know, well, their blood will be on my hands. It's about obeying.
Right.
It's about being a witness.
Right.
It's about being unashamed of your relationship with Him. And when He prompts you, you don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures. You don't have to preach a message or teach a lesson. You just need to be ready and unashamed to tell what He's done for you.
Yes.
And who can argue with that? You're an eyewitness. You were there, right? You know what He did for you.
Yes.
And if somebody says, no, He didn't, you say, well, I was there. Right? You are. And that's what Acts is talking about. You'll receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you'll be witnesses. Well, somebody say witnesses, witnesses unto me. I'm a witness that I was born again when I was 13 years old. I was there. I was there. You can't tell me it didn't happen. I was there. How about you? Were you there?
Yes.
Were you there when you were born again?
Yes.
Got filled with the Spirit when the Lord healed you? Or healed your babies or helped you pay your bill or whatever, right?
Yes, sir.
Who can tell you you wasn't there?
Right, exactly.
I was there. Now you say you don't believe it. Well, you wasn't there. I was there. And if we are able to share that the Lord did something for us, and somebody cares to hear it, it should be, for people who don't know Him, it is the preface for this. We get through telling them what the Lord did for us, what comes next? What He's done for us, He'll do for you. He will do for you. No matter how far off you've gotten, you can be reconciled to God. You, no matter how badly you've messed up, you can be completely clean from any sin or transgression, you can be healed. You can be restored in your body and in your mind. The Lord will even give you a house and a new car.
Oh, yes, sir.
I know a lot of people don't believe that, but it's still true. He's a good father.
Yes.
He'll do all kind of amazing things for you. If, somebody say if you'll receive it. This is the big determining factor. Keep reading. He said, all things are of God inside, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, so many things in life that God does for you, they're ultimately for you to help somebody else with. That's how it starts. You needed it. But if you care about people and you were helped, then you're excited. I got an answer, right? The Lord helped me out of it. He'll help you out of it. And if we'll yield to it, this will burn in us, because it's a calling. Sometimes people want to talk about, well, you know, everybody that I've met that they begin to pray or get serious about God, they'll say, you know, I kind of feel like maybe I have a call. You do. Everybody does. In fact, everybody's got a ministry. It's this one right here. That doesn't mean you have to pastor a church or stand in a pulpit and preach a message, but every believer has been, everybody that's been reconciled to God has the ministry of reconciliation. Keep reading verse 19. What is the ministry of reconciliation? To wit means, he's explaining what that is. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, because we couldn't get it done on our own. Couldn't get it fixed. But Jesus did. He's my hero. How about you? Not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us. See, he's saying it again. The word of reconciliation. So here you got the ministry of reconciliation, and now you've got the word or the message of reconciliation. Say it out loud. I have a ministry, and I have a message. What's the message? God was in Christ at the scourging, the mocking, the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension. God was in Christ.
Amen.
What was all that about? Reconciling the world.
Yep.
Hallelujah. To himself. Hallelujah. And now we who've received this have this ministry and this message of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Now you got a title. You got born again. You're a new creation. You're reconciled to God. You got a ministry. You got a message. And you're an ambassador. You. I see some folks don't believe it. They're like, what are you talking about, preacher? It's the New Testament. Have you read it? I mean, it's amazing. We are ambassadors for Christ. Now, an ambassador doesn't represent his or herself. Not supposed to. An ambassador represents someone else and speaks for them. So if you're speaking for someone, you should say what they told you to say. And not just make up stuff as you go along and claim they said it. And this phrase, in the name of Jesus, has to do with us being ambassadors for Him. In Jesus' name is not an incantation like hocus pocus, abracadabra. In Jesus' name. It's not a magic phrase. You're saying, I'm speaking for Him. He sent me. He authorized me. I'm speaking on His behalf. I come in His name. I'm speaking in His name. Whose name? The head of the church. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. That's why when you really do it by the Spirit in faith, things move. Now, there are people throw the phrase around like it's an incantation and nothing happens. You know, the seven sons of Sceva heard Paul using the phrase, right? And they tried it out. Didn't work good for them. They got beat up. But does that mean that the phrase in Jesus' name doesn't mean anything?
No.
No. It just means they did not come as His ambassadors. They didn't even know Him. They weren't speaking on His behalf. Yeah. That's a whole message in itself, isn't it? Keep reading. Where are we? We are, say it out loud, I am
an ambassador
for the Anointed One. And He said, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Verse 21, for He has made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is how He provided reconciliation. We couldn't get back to God. We couldn't be right with God by what we could do. Our righteousness, the prophet said, was as filthy rags. It didn't measure up. It couldn't come up to fix what was wrong between us and God, to bridge the gap. Romans says we were His enemies. Our mind and our thinking was at enmity against God. And most of the world today is right there at enmity. They are, you know, completely opposed to God's ways, His thinking, His truth. Enemies of God. What a hard phrase, but a truth. But Jesus, though He had committed no sin, though He deserved no punishment or judgment, He took our place, took our sin on Himself, didn't just sympathize with it, He became sin with our sin to the point judgment fell on Him. And that included separation from God. Somebody say, what? What did He cry out on the cross? My God, why have You forsaken me?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.